listening, they the shit change, but you know for the most part nothing indifferent. Sometimes be stuck in my ways, we can't fit up in somebody's kitchen. Stick in my hand, I'm chilling with the troops and my few cans doing, so I walk like Winston. Trust me, I wake up hanging, you hang that I'm leaving this bed, you're kidding. I'm sitting on back in the pad, get deep fried and I smoke some packs of the grass. Put the feet up, kick back and relaxing at best, no I'm sitting on Riley's gown.
Hello guys.
Hello.
Hello.
Are we on?
Are we recording?
We're recording.
Ready to go.
Hello.
Patreon.
What's that?
What?
Hello.
Hello.
Teletubbies.
Hello, mate.
Bro, what about the sun and the Teletubbies? You're a Teletubbies guy?
I was a big Teletubbies guy. I used to love the wee greenhouse.
Tinky Winky. Mate,
have you ever looked at the mad house now, like mad abandoned shit, like
no.
Type in like scary, like
scary, Teletubby story.
Teletubbies are actually scary as fuck if you think about it, like they're big idiot, mad amorphous things.
They're almost like pandas.
They are a bit like pandas.
They have panda energy.
Who was the, I loved, mate.
Let's go through them. Tinky Winky.
Lala.
Lala.
Dipsy.
Lala.
Po.
Poe was a fucking banger, mate. Poe was a...
I don't even remember Poe. Was Poe the wee
pink one, I think?
Tinky Winky.
I think Poe's might be gay.
Dipsy.
Okay, Poe.
No, it's trans. La la. Mate, that...
Poe.
What are we searching here?
I think scary ones.
Scary Teletubbies stories.
For like the... Have you ever seen the behind the scenes photo?
Aye.
Of the guy in Tinky Winky?
The guy in Tinky Winky? Tinky Winky and that mad guy?
I don't know if it's this one.
Oh,
it scarier, but
no, it's mad real. Like, see when you see them in real life with all the lightning and all that, they'll just fuck. Like, look at that one there.
Look at that. That's fucking.
Hey, that's trippy as fuck. Like, if you think about it,
this one, bro, it looks like something fairly fucking. Like, do you know what I mean? It's just a mad weird set. No?
It's the dullness of the sky and that makes it pure.
Mate, I was merry.
So, who's who here? Right, Tinky Winky's purple.
Who's this cunt?
Who's Dipsy? I want to get a good shot of Dipsy.
Aye, let's get like a rundown
Let me get a list with their names.
Dipsy and Lala were quite forgettable. They're the middlemen.
Dipsy and Lala, mate. I only remember.
They're the Joe Ledleys, mate.
So is this Tinky Winky?
The purple one's Tinky Winky.
That is Tinky Winky.
Tinky Winky was the top dog, wasn't he?
Do not disrespect him.
He was like Milo. Mind Milo in the Mad Other program. What was that called?
Tweenies. That was shit. I like Milo.
Milo was purple. Milo was my guy.
I wanted to be Milo.
Everybody used to say I was Jake, bro. I was Jake.
Right, wait, we'll go into that. We'll go.
We'll go around.
Put the Tweenies on the back burner now.
We'll pin that.
Tinky Winky, main character. I think Tinky Winky would have been a pure dick on set in that. Imagine Tinky Winky pure making demands about his coffee and that.
Creative differences,
see that,
mate.
Can't you?
I think Dipsy and Tinky Winky used to have a lot of disagreements, mate. I can see Tinky Winky fucking roughing Dipsy up a bit.
I think Dipsy is just like a stand-up guy and sort of like, all right, you're the star, but I had no putting up with this shit.
Who the fuck was Sun Baby?
Can mate, I see that's Sun nuts Baby as now? Well. That's what I seen, like the Sun Baby, like her new, she's banging, bro.
But the wee Sun Baby.
Mate, been seeing this bird, know who it is? Sun Baby for Teletubbies.
I thought for ages I knew the guy who, seeing like something similar to that. Oh, no, let me see. Oh, yeah, mate, she actually looks... Like that's
so
like,
the same.
Aye, she has the exact. She still looks a bit like a Sun Baby.
She could still play the role
of the Sun Baby. The Sun Babies, I mad mate. Were they like pagan or something? Did they worship that thing?
Why did it have a baby's face on it?
Why did it? Because it was a mad VHS recording, wasn't it? It was like a mad weird like, and it done.
We did. And now the wee Teletubbies are like that.
Aye,
ancient gods,
mate. Let's get some Tweenies action, no?
Aye, let's get the Tweenies
first.
What?
A list of these cunts first?
No, that's what we've
done. We've done it.
Dipsy,
aye. That's what I'm saying. Lala, I think Lala and Dipsy were quite forgettable. I think the two main ones are I would even say Sun Baby's more important than Dipsy and Lala.
Sun Baby, I would say, is the ruler. Like that Sun Baby's what I would remember first about them.
So you
mean?
Think it's Sun Baby then Tinky Winky?
I think they worship Sun Baby.
Mate, I don't want to start getting pure into my heated debates like this. Like, I know it's Patreon, I know it's Cam, but if we're talking...
If we're talking Teletubbies...
Like, can't you open that can of worms up, Jamie?
I'm just saying, see if we're talking just like viewer numbers, know what I mean, polling numbers, Sun Baby's got it in the bag. Tinky Winky may have had the star quality, know what I mean? But that Sun Baby's an actual god who floats in the sky.
What about Po, played by a Chinese name.
And it's called Po.
Po, tiny wee Asian guy in that suit.
Aye, I drink it.
Pervert guaranteed.
Let's see, can I get a visual on Po's innards?
I bet Po was like, oh my god, you know about that wee Burnley for Rab C. Nisbet, know who that cunt is?
No.
Oh, we need to get a pick of him up. Aye, let's read about Po. Po is a red Teletubby girl with a circle-shaped antenna. Oh, the Teletubbies, the antenna, isn't it? She's the smallest of the Teletubbies. Po is 6'5". What?
What's the biggest, mate?
That's the smallest one, 6'5". They would be terrifying.
It's big lumbering idiots, mate. Oh. I hate shit like that. See lumbering idiots. Mate, see like him.
It's a woman?
Aye.
Po is a woman, aye.
Po would have been a woman. Played by it's a good actress to be playing Po. I think that's, she was perfect for the role.
Aye.
See talking about like see mascots and that, mate. See like a voice coming for like a hole that's not a mouth, like a voice coming for a chin or an eye or something, and it's all gauzed there and it's like, hi there, even when I was a wee guy in that, man, that used to creep me right out, like Disneyland and that, you know what I mean?
I don't really
it's
like that either.
Uncanny shit, innit?
Uncanny Valley.
The Uncanny Valley. Mate.
Can we pull up the tweet? Ah, there we go. There we go.
I mean, I went seeing these cunts live, not?
Aye. Oh, bro, that was there. I was there, bro.
It was lit, wasn't it?
I was shifting in that.
Did you go to singing kettle? Of course. Punt a bit.
Right, punt a bit of singing kettle. Aye, mate, go shit there. Imagine getting up and whispering cunts ears at singing kettle. Go shit there, by the way.
Daz in that. Just get up there with the Daz at the singing kettle. Yeah. Why? I was always fucking tarred with the Jake brush, man.
No, I always kind of thought I was Milo and wanted to be Milo, and I wanted to give it to Fizz a bit. Like, Fizz could have got it, mate.
Are you into Fizz?
I liked in the world that I'm Milo, I'd take a bit of Fizz. She's really one of two, and Bella was an ugly bitch.
But, mate, Judy was alright with, you know.
Can we see Judy?
I don't like a visual. She was a bit.
Who
of
the
mug.
Fuck was Judy?
A motherly figure. She was like the mouth.
No, who's
you
a pure
Milo in this scenario?
No, who's a pure mouth? Judy for the Tweedies.
Mate, I don't know what you mean. But Fizz is obviously the coolest one. Like, mate, Milo's outfit is unreal. Like, I'd wear that the new million percent, mate.
We need to, like, Halloween, we need to go as Jake and Milo.
Mate, I'll be Jake. I'll take Jake. I think you're maybe a Milo guy. I was fine with Jake.
Maybe a Milo guy.
Mate, look at Milo with his star glasses on.
Just appreciate them, you know?
Yeah,
doesn't matter who's better.
You've got Milo and you've got Jake, but it's just good to see them at the top of the game, isn't it?
Just enjoy them, man.
Look at the fucking state of them. Why were we upset? How stupid are Wayne's, bro? What were you playing that? Do you blast something? Oh, was it?
It's a bit of a slam, that.
No, mate. He's not happy.
Mate, the tweenies were the boys,
maybe,
man.
Maybe he was married a Jake, man. You can hear the slander.
No, it was sick when you were young, mate. I was thinking about this the other day. Football parties, then McD's.
Oh,
mate.
Mate, what I was thinking about the other day, did you ever go to the Kevin Keegan Soccer School up
Braid? Play the mad. But the thing would come at the boy, but
aye, what I do?
On your toes.
And then you'd need to like, cover it around, and it'd be like, my thing's moving and that, and it'd be like, I'm at video of Kevin Keegan. I'm like, great. Now
you're doing well at mate, any score. Mate, I remember like going to it and people been like hearing whispers pure, I see that one in there. Dortmund use that.
The mad passing machine that comes out and you need to turn and pass in.
I remember being like, that's how obviously they're so good, do you know what I mean?
Mate,
they obviously come with Kevin Keegan back.
A group of my pals, but one of the boys was like, he had been like 10 times in that, you know what I mean? Like, he'd been to Hunters of Birthdays and he knew it and he'd been practicing it and he was so good at it, bro. And I was so jealous. But I bet, mate, see that, the new. Do you think this is what I don't forget who I was talking to you about it, but do you think now that's been upgraded and modernised, or do you think it's a mad relic, like the mad Teletubby fields?
I think it would look just normal to us now. At the time, it felt like society's like actually moved up. Like, it felt like
somewhere.
Like we're actually getting mad elite, mate, training in that now.
Me and you, like 11, 12 year old, are just sitting thinking like, everything's like nothing's really gone that well, blah, blah, blah. See, when you get there, like the Kevin Keegan's got, see, when you press the button on the wall and the door opens.
And you're in this wee room yourself, and it's like a buzzer, and like, fucking hell.
You need to dribble that,
That was like the evolution for like mind, like there would just be like a pitch booked. I went to like Hunters in like the Hamilton Palace and that, big indoor thing and that. Like, you get a game in there, then like you get took for a McD's after
that.
But remember, like, McD's had the mad section that was like, if there was a party in. You don't get that now, surely.
McD's party, mate. They were always good because Ronnie McDee, Dizzle used to come out in that.
Mate, Wayne's are like fucking snorting eckies in that now. They're no going to want to go. Like, we were so. We could have done that until we were about 15 and been chuffed, bro. A game of football, then McD's, mate. They're out plugging each other in that now. Right after this.
Mate, I think, see, you got up to, see, we're like 12, 13 year old and we've got a football party. That's the best time of your life. See, the new, if you go up to a 12 year old and start talking about a party and that, they'll start asking about Kate and all that.
I know.
So I'd be like, have you got a number? Have you got shit sorted and that? Like, we get it there and that.
Mate, no,
you guys are wiling out.
No, it was a sick party, right? I remember my cousin had, it was called a toboggan party.
Right, so is that like Cool Runnings?
Can you pull up a toboggan?
Is it like sledding?
Sledding, aye. Kind of advanced sledding.
Advanced sledding. Advanced toboggan party.
It's premium sledding.
Was that up at the slopes? Up at Escape or not?
I think we done it at Bellahousen. We had a modern toboggan. It was just like that, mate. We just summit down in like rings. Mate,
in like fake snow.
But it's like down the slopes, mate. And there's no sweeter feeling than going up to the top of the slope.
Oh,
bro.
Mate, is it in Hamilton? The one in Hamilton?
There's a few, probably, but I remember just being like, "This is the greatest thing ever." Like, I felt, but in my head, like at the time, I felt like I was in like fucking Switzerland or something. You know what I mean? It was pure.
Mate, I took my cousin now. Like, my cousins are Italian, obviously, and they go to like the Alps like, all the time and ski. Like, they're literally just back. I took my cousin to that one in Hamilton. And then went for like a fucking Frankie and Benny's. Like when we were a mad wee guy, we'd done a mad Italian day. And it was like Frankie and Benny's and got to the ski slopes.
Frankie and Benny's, it was the most Scottish day ever.
The mad thin crust pizza like that. Surely a pizza can't get anything on that, Marco. Like,
nah. Surely this is as good as it gets.
I was like 11, like, they're talking pure shite. That's just probably better than
mate, how funny is it, like, how weirdly competitive you are with things like that? Like, aye. When you're a wee guy, like, you're like, I like Frankie and Benny's. So it's like the whole thing with me, like, try to convince my cousins, like, see, when I was in Australia, being like that to them, or like, if all of Scotland fought each other and all of Australia fought each other, who, like, every person in the population, who do you think would win? And they were like, well, mathematically, Australia has much more people, so we would probably win. And I was like, but we've got like young teams in that.
Are you like daft? Like, have you been to Glasgow?
Like, I we're nuts. Like, yous are all mad pussies because I was like in like nice restaurants and that. I was like, we would fucking kill all yous. Like,
so funny.
That was my brain at the time. You know what I mean? And I was remember like them saying that, being pure, aye, fuck's sake, nae bother. You know what I mean? I pure took it as a mad dick.
Took it to heart, mate. See, when I was a wee guy, see, like my cousin Marco, I'm talking about, right? He used to like, he used to pip, like, me and Joseph against each other on that. Like, me and Joseph had a mad rivalry. Like, when we went to Girvan, it was like we would turn against each other. But he was, Marco and Antonio used to work as, like, mad, like, fucking, like, the USA, like, a mad, you know how, like, a false flags and all that. Like, CIA shit. Like, we did, like, mad
special ops and that.
Counter hangs and coming up, I'm just whispering that and being like, do you hear that? I fucking can't say that. They got a mad buzz out of, like, cunts arguing and all that. Like, they're not even like that anymore. I just remember being a wee guy.
Doing that to,
like,
your younger relatives is hilarious.
Your younger relatives. I was like, fucking bang. He's a man gimp, mate. He'd love it. But then me and Marco also had an alliance. It was all very feudal. Like, it was very, like,
civil unrest.
If you think about, like, five guys and a lassie, like my sister, like, we're all, like, pals in this, like, house for, like, a bad Christmas thing that would turn into, like, there would be wee, like, there'd be wee packs getting made and all that. Like, we used to say, like, me and Marco used to have a good pack that we would say, like, right, we'll play hide and seek. We'll start in the loft, right? The loft was where the fucking Sega Mega Drive was, bro. So we're up there with a Sega Mega Drive with, like, Street Fighter and all that, and, like, all the old games. Like, now the games that you can just play for, like, 5 hours when you were a wee guy. Aye. And like FIFA 13 on an Xbox, and my career mode's gone, and that was the best like place ever, bro. And we were like, right, we'll start, and we'd go like, right, we'll count, and you just go and hide, and we'd just like lock your door, mate, and just sit in there for ages. And you'd be like hiding in mad cupboards and all that. It's for like an hour, and we'd just get a bit of peace.
Mate, it's hilarious, like outsmarting like younger people like that. Like, knowing like I can actually easily convince you to anything.
Do whatever I want. I had him in Affiliate Joseph yesterday, actually.
How? Hey, so?
Because I was out drinking. I was out having a good old time, mate. The emperor of good times.
What were you up to?
See the mad Indian beer, Kingfisher. Their slogan is the emperor of good times in India, mate.
That's so much.
It's so good, bro. But so I was out on Saturday, but I drove because I wasn't even going to be drinking the rating. Just got to play pool on that, but then I ended up having a wee pint, and I was like feeling that a bit, you know what I mean? End up out, staying out and whatever else. The next day, slept in through everything, pure fucked everything up, but obviously. And then I had to like go back for my motor. So I like phoned a taxi at like 3 o'clock, and it wasn't coming. Taxis were being a pure pain in the arse, saying, like phoning me, saying, do you want to cancel? It's ran on long and that. Waited like 45 minutes, nothing was coming. I phoned Joe. I was like, mate, you need to take me for my motor. And he's like, right, sound, I'll leave now. So I right, calm, and I didn't cancel the taxi just in case it came in the next like 5 minutes. And then the taxi's like 1 minute away. And I was like, oh fuck. So I just ran outside, fucking sitting in the taxi, and I phoned Joe. I was like, mate, you don't need to come anymore, blah, 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 and all that. And I was like, nearly at my motor. And I was like, oh fuck, I forgot my keys. So I didn't have my keys because I just ran out the house. So Joe had to go to my house, pick up my keys and come and get me, mate. And I was actually stoning on like Charing Cross, pure pissing rain, mate, just sitting, pure depressed as fuck, lost his toast, mate. Just waiting for Joe to come and save me. And he did.
Fair dues to the bike.
Flung him a wee tenner, bro. I was like, yeah, I say a chippy, son.
A chippy.
Aye. So I went and got a wee Springburn chippy. He said that's where he goes for a chippy, Springburn chippy. I'd never heard it, bro.
I've never heard it.
Mate, he's like, Springburn chippy. Springburn chippy is the best. He's saying that. He dies
How
for
have
it.
You not heard of that?
I don't know. I'm going to sample it, but Joe's not got a parrot like me, mate.
Merchant chippy's the one, mate. You like a merchant
chippy's great. That's the one right on the corner, across
right on the corner, mate.
Chaparaya, whatever that's called.
Right in the corner.
Sapporo.
Mm-hmm.
Aye, a day like that. But I'm a cafe zucchini kind of man.
Never had that.
See on the parade. See where the parade turns into like Edinburgh Road.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lovely little Italian cafe called Cafe Zucchini.
I know where it is. I've just never had it.
So good, bro. That's my fucking OG, mate. I've saved some notes of stuff to ask you about and talk to you about, right? Just give 2 weeks seconds because I've lost my mobile device. Have you got anything?
Wait,
because I've got these notes saved, mate, that I really wanted to bring up. So, bubble and squeak is the first note I've saved in my phone. Do you know what that is, bro?
Bubble and squeak?
I had it for my dinner the other day.
What?
See, now you always say biff, chip and kipper. I always go to say, yeah, it's a bubble and squeak or something. I'm like, you wouldn't know what this is.
What is bubble?
Bubble and squeak's the best, bro.
What is it?
Can you type it in? It's fucking dynamite, bro.
What? Bubble and squeak?
I'm not going to tell you what it is because it sounds barking. It's a mad... Wait, granny.
What do you think it is, Evan? Right? Just by looking... Well, by the name...
Is it a meal?
It's a meal. It's a main course. 100% I mean. Cool.
Bubble and squeak.
Bubble and squeak.
I have actual need.
Do you want to see it and then you can have another guess?
Mine's Disney usual. That's a bit gourmet.
Bubble and squeak. Oh, mate. Is that, that's like lettuce or something, or like...
It's cabbage.
Tell me what it is. I don't even have a
it's
clue.
It's cabbage,
mate.
And carrots. And it comes with ham in it and stuff. To get leftover
sprouts and cabbage.
Right, so what the way we have it, right, so see my grandmother, right, she's a lovely Catholic woman, right, and she grew up during pure, she buys, like, you see, every time I take her to shop at that, she gets mad war rations. I always say to her, I'm like, why are you pure rationing, man? Like, she buys, like, one banana, loaf of bread, potatoes, and then, like spam and all that, mad tinned ham and that. And I'm like, why are you doing this?
You don't need to live like this anymore.
You've got dough, granny. I know you've got Budo head. I know this. You can be splashing out for Tesco's finest and whatever you want. But she doesn't. And when I go to her, when I used to go to her house, I used to get shit like this. She would just make it. It would only look much like that, right? All it was is like cabbage and fucking like mashed potatoes and carrots all mixed up and then like fried on each side. Way like ham and that in it, or ham hock and that on the side.
That is like a warm meal.
It's a good meal, mate. And I had it for my dinner that night. I was like, I don't even know.
A bit of bubble and squeak.
A bit of bubble and squeak for my dinner that night, mate. It was beautiful. enjoyed it.
I don't
so
like
much.
Stuff like that.
Honestly, see if you get a lovely slice of ham, a lovely cut of ham, have it with some cabbage, you won't be disappointed. But I don't know if I've just got a mad fucking Catholic granny's palate because I've grew up.
Aye, that's. Well, mate, there's an interesting thing about like now you're like. I don't know, obviously not everybody does this, but see how like the way your mom, like see when you're eating your dinner, right? Mm-hmm. And you're like no really finishing it and that, and like now your mom probably will go like they'll urge you to finish the food and that, they'll be like, no, finish it, like it's a mad thing, like no, you need to finish your dinner. Like right. It's a, that comes for like passed down generations of like, so like your mom's mom would have grown up having to like, food was like a sort of thing that was like sparse, it was like ration, so like it was like you need to eat it all because we're not going to get, but that just gets like repeated in people's heads and then they pass that down to their kids and they pass that down to their kids, do you know what I mean? Because it's just repeated, but like really we don't really need to finish, it's not like a hang like, oh you need to finish all this food, you just eat till
it could be a mad evolutionary you know what I'm trying to say,
evolutionary
thing that would be like you need to have, you know what I mean? You need to get the pure sustenance to live as well, do you know what I mean? But mate, I've pure noticed that because, see, when I was a wee guy, like, my man, dad, never ever, they always said, like, don't eat what you don't want. That's, like, every, like, whenever my mum used to put dinner down, don't eat what you don't want, it's all good. Because she was like, I don't know if she was just thought, oh, it's shite dinner, just have what you want, kind of
thing. I know it's terrible.
Mate, I went to, like, my pal's house once and he was getting pure screamed at and she's done on that. And I was like, it was a mad culture. I was like, you have no fucking touch that. No, like,
that's what I'm talking about. It's like
pure flashbang, but mad more.
But I think like, so me and Jamie were in Wingstop, right? And this is the two different psychologies. So like in Wingstop right there, beautiful. You get like a refill drink sort of thing. So you got like Five Guys, you got them fucking, it's all the Fantas and all that shit. So it's like a machine like that. And like, we're leaving, and I had finished my drink, but Jamie went up and filled his up again, like kind of just before we were leaving.
Aye.
And I finished mine, and he was like, I was just putting it in the bin. He's like, you're not going to fill it up again, but? And I was like, nah, I don't want another one. He's like, you're throwing money away there, but? And I'm like, but see, to me, I didn't pay for a refill or a drink. I paid for something to make me no thirsty anymore, I got that, so that was enough for me. I feel like that with the food as well. I'm like, I didn't, all right, see if I get a pure massive munch, I'm not going to force myself to eat every bite just because I paid for it. I'm like, I didn't pay for that amount of chitting and that amount of rice. I paid for a meal to stop me being hungry.
You paid for replenishment.
That's what I paid for.
And you received it.
Got it. In abundance.
Mate, I day the old, see whenever I'm in Five Guys, I day the old, as soon as I'm about to leave, I'll just top this drink up.
See, if I was telling him, I have about three every trip. One for waiting on my food, one weighing my food, and then one for the way home.
I'm probably maxing out about one and a half, but I get the sentiment. Joseph Gusgadden's like that as well. He'll go up and get multiple. He'll change up the drinks and all that.
Like £6 for a cup, mate. I'm getting multiple.
I'm not saying it's
a good thing. It's a good thing to be doing, mate. Squeezing every last penny out of the bastards. You're no man like that, because I would have guessed that a mile away. My thirst has been quenched, and I now canister into the depository.
Not needed, mate. Something fucking wild happened to me the other day.
Tell me about it,
mate. So talking about the slopes, I was going to House for an Art Lover. You ever been?
No, exactly.
House for an Art Lover is, it's like an art sort of gallery thing, exhibition in Bella Houston Park. That's the Borough Collection, So this one's in Bella Houston Park. And I'd heard about it for a while and I said, why don't we just go here? Like, we're looking for somewhere to go, but it was indoor because the weather was shit and that. I was like, just stop about here. I've never been here. I've heard it's meant to be good. So like, we walk in, but we walk into like, we park in Bella Houston Park and then walk and up, and I'm like, there, it's there. I can see it in front of the building. And like, I can see like event. Aye, there you go. So it's nice, mate. You know what I mean? It's actual
manner.
Aye, but you can have events in it and shit. You know what I mean? You can get married at it. But the back of it is like a where this exhibition is, or the art and shit. So we sort of stood up to the back, and people came out and they were quite smartly dressed, right? Like suit, but no pure too formal, but like a suit and that, like well dressed. I was like, fuck, it must be like mad arty cunts that come here and pure. So we walk in, right, and it's like a long corridor and then a corner to like go into it. So we're walking up this corridor and there's like wee windowsills and there's like a basket with paper stars in it, with a seed attached to it.
Right.
And then up for that, there was like a bundle of like pamphlets. Like, see how the way you would get at a funeral? And it's like a wee hanging, it's like got a picture on it, and then the year they were born, the year they died, and it's got like, oh, in loving memory of blah, 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 and it's like a wee pamphlet hang.
Yeah, a eulogy. Yeah,
aye, like that. So there's the one for this guy, Gus, right? I'm like, ah, Gus, man. Didn't even look that old, I know, but I was, but then it said, take a star for Gus and go water it and it'll turn into a flower. And that was like he wanted that done or whatever. But now one of the things, I was like, fuck, this guy must like have came here all the time. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like must have been a guy that either worked here or he came here
maybe
all the time.
Maybe like a gardener or something.
Aye, something like that. So then we walk further up and there's like another windowsill and they've got more of that in it. So we see it and we're like, fuck, there's more for Gus, right? And then we go around the corner and I'm like, ah. So like hundreds of chairs just sitting out in there, right? Mate, I went and peered my head around the corner. See like American funerals when there's a portrait of somebody at the front of the funeral?
Aye, aye.
Big Gus, mate. Oh. I walked into a funeral.
You walked in on Gus's funeral?
I walked into Big Gus's send-off, mate. Mate, we are pure talking shite. I had pure a North Face jacket on and that, know what I mean? Pure swaggered in.
Big Gus
Solomon's own, pure mucky and that. I was like, ah, fucking, where's it? Mate, now that way, in my head, first when I seen it, I was like, ah, that's brilliant. You know what I mean? Like, ah, I was like, ah, art, this is art. You know what I mean? I thought it was like a mad funeral exhibit. Like,
mannequins.
Gus isn't even real. You know what I mean? Like, I was like, yeah, I see what they've done with this.
Gus comes out, he's the artist.
Aye.
But, welcome to my funeral.
That was wild, man. I had to fucking run out of there mate.
Did you do the old, how, like, see for the, did you just see it through a crack on the door like that photo, or did you walk in and you were stoning?
Mate, no, so it was like, I could see the chairs sitting out, but I couldn't, they were like facing the way that I couldn't see, so I was like, maybe it's just, you need to walk through that and something's happening there, and then because Megan was like, acting me on you, like, you go in, because she senses something's weird here, so she was like, go, you go in and look or something, right? And I just peered my head in, just seen Big Gus.
Oh man, poor Gus.
Smiling.
Did you take a star?
I think we kind of threw them back in, like, oh, we didn't realise it was a funeral.
Sorry.
But imagine somebody like crashing your funeral, but then I was thinking like, do you think Big Gus is like, who the fuck are they two? Like, do you think, like, he gets to watch and be like, ah, the fuck's that? I didn't fucking know them. They're picking up a star, man.
But they, no, they would be like, that would be a mad, like, me, I would love
funeral crashes
more than like 10 funeral crashes turning up. Still paying their respects now, but see, just having, mate, the mayor at the party, mate, I want my funeral to be a mad, like, out doing the street parade, you know what I mean?
Celebration people, of life.
People, mate, see in Campbelltown, where Morgan's Fay, they, see when they have a funeral, see since COVID, every time there's a funeral, every single cunt in the full town gets out on their doorstep and like sits with their head bowed and the motor goes by in that because they couldn't go to the mad cemetery. But then like I've been to like two funerals there since like that and it's like just the full town all comes out and like prays and all that and like does, it's mad. Like
when Biggie died?
Line the streets, mate, the actual line the streets. It's like when shit like that happened.
When Biggie died.
When Diana died and that.
Diana. Who's bigger?
I found it no long ago, but folk just that go to funerals.
Just like a funeral?
There's folk that just show up like...
Funeral crashers?
Aye, but there's folk that do that. Like older folk that go to just pay their respects to folk that
die. I think they're just joking for a bit of death, but they're just like, that's another one gone.
People love it, mate. My granny's always got him at random funerals in East Kilbride, not gets about four buses to get there all the time. But that was in a Still Game episode that you're talking about. Like they go and they're like, oh, go and get a wee steak pie.
Aye.
Like, because a funeral, mate, that's what I said. I'm a mad guy. I was telling Reese about it there. A mad guy fucking came into my work the other day, right? His name was Nick Savage, right? Shout out Nick Savage, mate, he's some boy. Came in, he's a mad, like, electrical engineer who, like, fixed the big CMC machines and that, the big things that cut out big boards and shit. And it was in, like, fixing something and that. And then he came in and he was talking away, you know, and started talking about tunes, started talking about acid, you know, he was like, a wee bit older. And then he was, like, talking about something else. And he was like, do you like your like venues? Or that? And he's like, I've bought this thing. And he showed me my chapel that he'd bought, right, in Cote Bridge. And he's like, I'm going to do it all up now, like the on more. Showed me inside it. Mad building for the 1700s. And he's like, going to do it all up and all that. This company was actual crackers. He was like, mate, follow me and subscribe to me on YouTube. My name's Nick Savage. or Nick Savage or something, mate, and I went on and he just talks to his camp, he walks on the rigs half his time, you know, and he's just like one of these pure mad eccentric cunts, know what I mean? He actually just bought a chapel up Coat Bridge, how sick is that though?
That would be amazing. That's like, we walked by, I was in Sean's at the weekend before I went to fucking Gussie's funeral, and
attended
for Gussie's send off, and mate, we walked by a mad building, it was just like a mad old fucking old thing on the corner. And it was just like for sale. And I was like, man, you just put that number like that much.
Let's talk scratch.
Let's talk numbers. 50 quid. Like, I was like, what the fuck does that even cost? Not mean, just that pure abandoned fucking building, mate.
I would be good to, mate. There was a mad thing though. I've always pure loved. Do you know about, this? The Gorillas building in London?
No.
The Gorillas have like a mad set of flats or like a mad block that is just their building. And it's like, every room's got mad different shit in it. It's like there'll be just one room that's like pure, got like just like mad bean bags and mad shisha pipes and all that. Aye. But then there's other things that's got mad like old Indian guitars, not like now mad wild equipment and that. And it's like, see people that do like features with them now, they always have a like a feature on. They say like that's the old, like, can I take pictures in that there? I don't know if you even get pictures in that yet. I think it's a mad secretive thing, but every kid's always like, what's it like up the Gorilla Towers? It'd be pure cool to just be that packing. You just make a mad
arty sort of thing like that.
I've told you about what I've always wanted, what I used to always want today, where I used to want to buy a block of flats and like make like the boat and flail like a fives pitch.
You could still do that. Hey,
we need to get a fives pitch.
What would you, no, but see like, so that's your like view as a wee guy, right? Mm-hmm. That's your view as like, when I'm young, like, I'm going to have this. But say you bought a block of flats new, but like you couldn't rent them out to Gunch, you had to just day it up. Like I'm talking, how many flats we getting you?
So let's say like a tenement flat goes three up. Aye. And say you've got two of them, like two sides of that standalone.
Aye.
So then that would mean you had like, you can knock all the flares in and have aye. That space.
Can you make a pitch, mate?
Mate, I could have a five-a-side pitch in
would
there,
you have mate. A five pitch at your house?
I don't know, mate.
When I don't get one.
I think you get so bold with that,
it's
mate.
It's got like lights and all that. It's like a man. And though, I don't know.
Floodlights
and
that
fucking good bro.
Going to go to the floodlights on him.
I don't know, mate. I think I'd definitely want a big fucking like I would want one. I think like, I know a mad creative thing, but not how like a mad chilling place. Like I just am, mate. I'd want
I'd want
THC Lanzarote, bro.
That place.
Let's fucking
say a little prayer for them. I love that place, mate.
We need to get back.
If you're
there,
ever in Lanzarote, go to THC Lanzarote, Porta del Cairn.
100%, like, because I have been to them in, like, Tenerife, Gran Canaria, Lanzarote, Barcelona, like, in Spain and that, and then obviously Damino, I know. That one's the best, bro. THC Lanzarote.
You did say that.
It's so good. They've got it pure worked out.
Nah, they've mastered it. I always pure share them in my story, and I hope they're like, all right, boys.
We should start sharing them and let Rayleigh's get
it. I've done it before. I was like, best smoke shop in Lanzarote. Hoping they were going to be like, I'll send you hundreds of weed.
Who is it then?
Well, hey, are we going to send you 5 ounces of weed, mate?
Mate, they're an ounce of weed, mate. Don't even mention that.
Cheers, mate. Cheers to shout out, bro. Sending you ounce of weed right now. Mate, what about what we were saying about the ringtones?
Bro.
So we've got this theory, so I don't know how we end up talking about this today, but we've come so far with technology.
It's leaps and bounds.
Mobile phone, bloody hell, can do anything.
Well, can it?
Almost anything. Except for, remember the days when you just have anything as your ringtone you wanted? Why is that just stopped?
Mate, I had...
Why have they taken that joy, that simple joy out of our lives?
Why can I not hear Tupac changes coming out of my pocket randomly throughout the day? Aye. You know what I mean?
I know, mate. The fucking stripped us of it, but like, it would be... They've made it to the point now, like, see, like, we were sitting in here, right? Like, just talking away before the podcast started, and there was like a bzzz, and it was like, I see no changes. Wake up in the morning, and you're like,
yeah,
like,
my
2 seconds, mate. Hello.
That would be insane.
People would be like, that. Did he just have like a ringtone? Like, he custom went in and made that.
Like, bought it or something? Like, I think you need to buy them for it. I think it's Apple that's fucked us. It's either Apple. Oh, Crazy Frog.
Mate, Crazy Frog changed the world, mate.
It did, and I think Apple and that, all the phones are lit. Here, that's done. Crazy Frog, retire the shot.
We can't contain this frog. Try to sue the frog and all that. Can't my coat mate's a frog?
Bing, bing.
Always replies, bing, bing.
Can't sue this guy.
Can't even have a conversation with the guy. Crazy Frog showing up at the High Court, that.
Bram, bram.
Andrew Sheriff Co-op.
Mate.
Now, Crazy Frog, do you?
Andrew Sheriff Co-op. Pure bastards, mate.
Pure bastards.
Pure bastards, mate.
What does that even mean?
No, I just said pure bastards.
Oh, pure.
Mate, but the Crazy Frog changed the world. Like, that was like the ringtone. Remember?
Do you know the mad bam. Story? Like, that was a ringtone before it was a song.
Was it?
They made a song.
There was that wee sound clip of the guy. Like that, see that the
bing bing.
Aye, all that. Like that was a sound.
Second, just a wee bit for a bit of nostalgia or something.
Mate, it's a fucking mate. Mind you'd hear that like as a wee guy at a mad party, but
that's a good
Axel F.
That's a good tune. Like
mate, it is. It's like ding ding. I done like I remember I done a video about like a guy at a party. Like the DJ at a party keep getting requests and they won't play it apart from the Crazy Frog on it.
constant Crazy Frog's insane. Mate, do you know there's a new thing that's like this called Crab Rave?
Aye, I remember.
When it show Evan Crab Rave, I like Crab Rave. Crab Rave's good.
Get fucked, mate. Crazy Frog's on.
Tell him get fucked. Look at him, mate.
Not even own a bike.
Is this Asian? Is that an Asian thing?
No, the guy was German.
Was he?
Yeah, made
I've always thought it was Chinese or something out there, ain't he?
But there's like
weird shit.
There was a mad scandal in this. Like, cunts bought the ringtone and then they kept charging you hundreds of money and all that.
Mm. You get sexual misconduct charges or something, Crazy Frog?
The Crazy Frog guy. Crazy Frog's done bad things, bro.
Crazy Frog and Tinky Winky, two worst guys in Hollywood.
Crazy Frog's a domestic terrorist, bro.
How is he even get away from that guy and get a bike?
Many views have we got on this?
Yes.
I guess. I'd say 100 mil.
I'd say 350 million.
He's a bit well off. 4.3 billion.
Bro.
That's mental.
Hitting the billy. Mate, I remember the other day I seen the B for 1 billion views on a video like that, and I was like...
mate, that's when TikTok first came about. I started seeing like 1B like views and comments and all. I was like, what the fuck is
mate, going on? No, what else they fucking robbed us of? Remember, you would, there'd be like a music channel, right? And it'd be like rap and end ups and that. And then you could text in pure, love my girlfriend Michelle Lutz, love you, hen, kiss, kiss. And like people would just text in and be like, ah, on the telly there. Like, cause your text would come up on it.
We used to sit and get on it and text that. Like,
Stars TV, it was called.
Stars TV, bro. And then like, there would be a mad bot that would be like, what do you think of this Adele track? And all like,
it'd
be like trying to spark a conversation. It would just be kind of going on it, wait there, troops. Like,
I know. Like mate, so that's what I don't get as well. Know what fucking makes me go insane, mate, right? I don't know how this is still a thing that's happening in our society day to day. In work, it'll be working away. By the way, CNC hang, that's the machines in my work, CNC.
No way, bro. Oh, CMC.
CNC, yeah. See?
It might be.
I think it will be. Cut boards for like doors and that.
Aye, that's
it. Like you machine it, you can program it, and then CAD in it,
bro.
what was I talking about there?
So the machine in your work.
No, but because I was talking about my motherfucker. I was talking about like CNC. Right, rewind.
Rewind. What were we talking about there, Jim?
Crazy Frog.
Crazy. It was just
after something else we got robbed. I was thinking about it in my work. You said something like that.
Oh, teletext and that, or that mad text.
Something.
Stars TV.
Stars TV and that.
Aye. So in work, I'll be listening to the radio and like Clyde One, and or like I think it's absolutely to do this thing. You know what I'm talking about, mate? Haven't heard it in ages.
yeah.
And it's like cunts phone up at can you play Radiohead Creep? No heard it in ages, man. What a tune. And they kind of like, it's a better no heard it in ages. And then they'll play it and it's like, mate, you can open your phone and listen to that
whatever
at any. There should never be a second that you're ever thinking about fucking no heard that song in ages and actually like yearning to hear it, like pure wish somebody could just play this for me.
Mate, there's cunts, like there's a guy in my new work that's so like technologically like he doesn't know he can't answer his phone and that he like he gets addresses written down and like hods it up and like drives to like streets and goes right, you know, and just like, wee scraps of paper to get a book to drive to like Douglas and all that.
He's
fucking like a mad insane old guy, but he would be that way. He'd be like, oh, it'd be good to hear. I need to get that fucking CD or something, like one of they. I need to go and get a CD.
Mate, what about fucking, now you're saying like he's a sort of like underdeveloped version of a human currently, right? Mate, what about the monkey that broke out the fucking thing up the Highlands?
Causing
mate, but this is like, mate, the monkeys are coming, bro. Like, the monkeys are getting, like, I need out of here. You know what I mean? Like, we shouldn't be fucking in here. Like, I think they're starting to get... Obviously, they'll try and escape naturally to be like, I don't want to be in an enclosure. But apparently, like, they're, like, spearfishing in that now, mate. Like, monkeys can spearfish.
No.
Mate, pull that up.
What?
Pull up a... We could maybe try and get a video of that.
That's the maddest thing.
A monkey, like, orangutans can spearfish and, like, catch fish and eat them for their dinner. Wild, and that's what we were doing, like... I'm at advanced stage of us turning ago. Into what we are. So like they're actually moving forward,
aye,
mate.
That's fucking mad, isn't it? They're evolving.
They're evolving rapidly. I think it's an orangutan spear.
Do you know what? I heard a cool thing about this troop. Is it a troop of monkeys?
I think you'd say that.
A troop of monkeys that, like, they had... Now you're talking about learned behaviour. You're talking about, like, when your ma's got low on food and she tells you better finish that, and then you learn that during generations and shit. They have this thing, and this one tribe, bro, that they get totties and nuts and they take them down to the water and wash them so they go salty. But, like, they're full, like, so if one of them, like, say they have wanes in that, they won't need to be, like, shown that. That's just, like, a learned behaviour of, like, because of their, I don't know, chemical or somehow.
They've just,
like,
done it that
they,
much.
They wash the potatoes in the river and, oh, mate, that's fucking scary, mate. He's going to end up with an AR-15 or something.
I'll be next, by the way. They'll start arming them in that. Mate, arm the chimps. Mate, get the chimps out and arm them. Mate, sending us to war.
The armed dolphins.
Get the chimps tooled up.
I don't know if chimps are clever enough yet.
Could we train all the chimps to go in the army and fight a war?
Where are we sending them? Imagine how scary that would be, bro.
Imagine just planes full of chimps getting dropped. Like, imagine, like, the Russians were like, we've not told you about this one, right? But... we've actually just been training chimps to, like, be soldiers for, like, 30 years, and now they're, like, their wanes are naturally, like you're saying, learn behaviour, can fucking... imagine that, and they just drapped them all.
But how much more scary would it be if it was just, like, they had thousands and thousands and thousands of monkeys, like, gorillas and orangutans and that, they were just untrained, and they just drapped them on cities? That would actually collapse a full...
tear, like, apart a city.
Mate, see if...
With a big orangutan.
100 orangutans could fucking take Canby off the map, bro. 100 orangutans running down the high street, bro.
Imagine the Facebook groups. Is anyone seeing about 100 orangutans out their window? Just noticed it about 15 minutes ago.
Was driving past and I seen 3 orangutans vandalising a subway.
Someone needs to do something about it.
At Rishi Sunak.
Bloody
what are you
joke.
Going to do about these orangutans?
The 100 orangutans are running about my small town. You need to hope that they get bored.
Oh, mate, that's bio warfare, mate. That's fucking human warfare. That's literally guerrilla warfare.
That is literal guerrilla warfare.
Mate, imagine somebody thought that was like, mate, a mad historian. Like, they practice guerrilla warfare, just dropping 100 guerrillas on
just
a town.
Fighting like fuck.
Seriously.
I wonder if we, as, like, how do you think, like, the city of Glasgow in general would they, like, say, like, 250 chimps? Of, like, orangutans, like no, you didn't just land. Orangutans, gorillas, like they were just here. I mean, they could fuck this whole city up.
Have you ever?
But you need to just shoot them.
But how many cunts in Glasgow have got, like, mad darts to, like, how many vets can you get with mad poison darts or whatever?
No, you just get a guy with polis with guns and they just need to actually shoot them. Let's see the cunts. The airport?
Aye, the airport polis.
They're not even real guns, they cunts, I don't think. No, they're spray painted air guns or something.
They're proper BBs.
The guys that hold them, I know. Just walking about like that, are they?
Mate, I've always got mad insane urge to just be like, fucking geezer.
Aye, mate, I get that. I get an urge to just be like, like, just to fuck. Because all day they just walk about like, nobody's going to fuck. I've got a fucking gun. Nobody would fuck with me for even 1 second. Know what I mean? Like, that's the, like, pure arrogance they walk about you, but you're just like,
I've got a fucking gun.
Look at the fucking faces they next time you see them. You're just like, yep, this is a gun in Scotland. And they've trusted me with it. Ross McLean.
Ross McLean's allowed a gun, and you're no.
What is it? I, like, people ask them, oh, where's this? Oh, it's fucking like.
I sell there. With the gun.
I sell. Oh, sorry.
Ross McLean.
PC Ross McLean.
Mate, there they are, man. Look at them. They're stuck up bastards, aren't they?
Aye, snobs, mate.
PC plod, there.
Fucking snobs.
Mate, what do you think this. Sorry, just to go back to the the guerrilla warfare. What do you think's the best animal to unleash in a city?
For
like,
what?
Say you've got 1,000 animals and you need to cause a ruckus with them. How many? Like, what ones are you taking?
Chimps would be hard to beat, bro.
Mate.
Chimps are loud in that.
They would cause some chaos for sure.
But
have you ever seen the jaguars that escape in like India and that? But
oh, mate. No, but they're like, mate, there's no even like fucking 100 of them. Do you know what I mean?
No,
like,
but you've got 1,000 of mail. Any animal. What animal do you think is going to cause mass destruction?
Mate, rhinos would be horrendous. They've just actually created a new word, mate. Terrible and horrendous, mate. That would be horrendous, bro.
That horrendous day for Glasgow.
They would be like that. There's 100 rhinos on the roost and there's a new word being added to that. Horrendous to describe this situation. It's deadly.
It's not horrendous and it's not terrible. It's fucking horrendous.
It's both of them at the same time.
Like, why are you telling me this?
A hundred rhinos.
A hundred rhinos in there. There you go.
Nobody's even watching
it. Horrendous.
Mate, you would be watching the news if there was a hundred rhinos outside. You'd be like that. Wonder what they've got to actually do about this.
Mate, elephants get spooked and all, mate. And 100 elephants would cause an absolute rampage.
I think we'd live in harmony with elephants.
Do you think so? You could, I think. I think you could walk up
the Indian and me.
Do you know how that went?
I'll calm her down.
Do you know, like, one of them adverts of that film and it's like the police going against like 100 elephants and it's just like, you just got me. Like,
you need to love them.
They have love in their hearts and it kind of curls into you and all that. You would make it, we'd live in harmonious peace.
Oh, mate.
No, elephants fuck people up, mate. Elephants are like high on the mad kill list, I think. Like, see, like,
human just trampling people.
Yeah, hey, I seen a mad video on Twitter the other day. I don't know if you can maybe get this, mate, but it was like, how many animals are going to my Twitter? It was like, how many animals are consumed to be eaten every year? Have you ever seen the list?
Oh, the chickens. I seen it in your story.
75 billion chickens a year, bro.
Oh,
75 billion, mate. 75 billion chickens are actually brought into this world to be kept in a cage for like 6 months and then just slaughtered so we can
chickens
eat their arse.
Chickens got it bad.
Mate, we're just munching.
If you think all the animals, right, we're talking about chimps and whatever. You've got your chimps, you've got your fucking horses and that.
Horses are, mate. By the way, I'm right on with the horses. I was totally wrong.
Horses,
see, when
bro.
I started seeing buck stallions and that, like, the big, see, you know, Matt McCusker, like, he's shared his story, mate.
His freaks me out a bit.
They're the best ever, the big golden.
It's
fucking
like the mad light and they're running on the beach and all that, mate. Yeah. Like, that's when I start getting a bit freaked out. But I don't mind I like a humble horse in a field a bit more than the glorious stallions of your day and that. But
they're very impressive though.
But we know, did you know Asti?
The video on your Twitter's been taken down, I'm trying to find it.
Oh, is it? Fuck. Now, never mind that, mate. Let's get a Jaguar chasing about some Indian men, mate.
What about the guy I sent you on TikTok, the Indian guy? Did you see that?
No, I sent you an Indian TikTok, or no?
Mate, I need to try to find this.
Mate, I also sent you.
While yous are looking for that, here's a Jaguar on the loose in Trinidad.
Well, I've not seen this one. Indian village, mate. Look at that thing. Look at it, mate. Look how fast they go. Look how powerful they are on that, mate. They're just
sticks,
look, they're tiny, I know. Like, they're no big things.
Hard to hit.
And they've got big paws, mate. They just fucking. There's another one that is like breaking out of like nets and that, and just grabbing cunts and pulling them to the ground and that. It's mental. But every cunt just freaks out, but like, imagine 100 of these fucking things.
We've got to see it again.
Can I send you this on TikTok? Or would you rather WhatsApp?
WhatsApp, please, mate.
Aye, Jaguar's a good shout to collapse this society, I think.
This guy's a legend, bro. I'm so glad you didn't watch this.
Mate, I sent you you sent me back Indian's rule TikTok. I thought it was it in replying to my Indian guy I sent you.
Look at this fucking guy, bro. Most stylish man in Mumbai.
Oh my goodness.
Bro, this
gracious.
Is crazy drippy, mate. Listen to his reasoning in it.
What the hell are you wearing?
Oh.
I'm a businessman, so they may say, what? This is not a businessman's style. So I said, but am I in the boardroom? No.
Tell me.
Yeah, so that's me.
For his thousands of media followers, Yash Birla
is the go-to in fitness and fashion. Is the guy?
He's the fucking man.
The typical Versace print with the Medusas. One look. It's my own look.
The fucking guns, today, man. He's showcasing some of his
extensive wardrobe. The shoes are Alexander McQueen, England, English designer. Dolce & Gabbana, like a plain t-shirt.
purple is my favourite colour. I love purple.
Mate, the Indians are coming, mate.
Mate, look at this cunt's drip.
Can technically wear to a beach. This is Dolce & Gabbana.
Oh my god, look at the dude chop, bro.
Mate, he looks like my mom in like 2005.
Like your mom, just after the hairdresser.
Early 2000s and that.
We highlights in that. I just told her to just do what she wants.
None of you said anything about my hair.
In the 1930s.
Oh, me, this guy's chilling. This guy. Under British
rule. This is practically the industrial Birla family. And provided crucial funds for the independence movement. Mahatma Gandhi sat here on this same sofa.
Gandhi's been in for a copper.
Gandhi's chilled out.
Mate, he's from Mumbai with the Mumbaians in Goa like that.
The Mumbaians were fucking mad.
Aye, sorry, I just went to the show.
But mad nutcases, bro.
Aye,
the Mumbaians were like the mad party boys that, mate. Did I ever show you the video with Franny dancing about with them?
No, you've not shown me the video.
Yeah, I need to send you. I don't know if I can have it on a podcast, but I don't know, mate. It's actual him. He's tap coming up and that, going,
with his arms around him and that.
Aye, they're all like, jump about and they're going, hey.
The Indians love
the
mad
Russian thing and all that, mate. The Indians love a party, mate.
A party,
they just love a piss up, bro.
They really are.
But they don't know how to finance themselves properly or anything like that, mate. Can I tell you about this thing? The Therac 25 machine.
Tell me that.
Right, so this is a early form, right, but seen like the 1980s. It was a new machine for radiation treatment for cancer, right? So it used to shoot, like, so do you know how that works? Like, it shoots protons at the cells, the cancer cells, and they kill them because they make them overwork or something. So it's like
burn them out almost,
kinda. But it doesn't burn physically or anything. It doesn't. It just drains you physically, like because you're getting stuff. I don't really know, but it doesn't hurt or anything. But then there was this new machine, right, called the Therac 25. Jambo, can you just pull up a brief description just in case I get anything wrong? But I don't think I will. But this company made it, right. They were called like the AECL, and it was like an American like hospital industry kind of company that made these kind of machines. And it was the first time that they had started to be programmed by software instead of hardware. So like software's code, as you know, so it's like you don't need to have wires and mechanical switches and shit. It's like it's coded into it. So there was like 100,000 lines of code that was written up by a guy that used to work for this company, and he was just like a hobbyist coder.
Love that code.
But this machine, right, the Atomic Energy of Canada Limited, that's like the hang out at Oppenheimer, I think. Honestly, I think it is. But, so it's a computer called radiation therapy. I've told you all this kind of stuff, right? But then see when this thing started getting used, like, widely around America, it used to shoot a double flip proton or something. There was a thing that made it, like, 10 times better, so it was dead expensive. Yeah. So all these hospitals started buying it, and this kind of documentary I watched was just talking about, like, how the mad hospital industry is just so corrupt.
Aye.
In America, it's horrible, bro. And they were saying, like, so see the machine, see when they went to run it, sometimes it would come up with, like, a malfunction with a number ranging from 1 to 64, but there was no, on any, like, anything they phoned the AECL or anything they phoned the manual and shit, there was nothing in the manual that related any of these malfunctions to anything, right? So they were just told on the phone, just press P to proceed, it'll be fine. So all these nurses that are running America for ages just kept going, God, P, that's just that hang. Now in your work, you're like, oh, it's just that hang pops up, but it doesn't mean fuck all, just go buy it. Now you would do that and your machine's not.
Aye.
Happens all the time. So countries
like
start
people, it's a known hang, like, if this comes up, just skip that bit and then like,
But then one day this lassie goes in, she's going to get breast radiation or whatever it's aimed at her breast, right? She goes into the hang, and she starts fucking screaming. She's like, ah, as if she's been shot, right? And the nurse is like, what's happening? Blah, blah, blah. She's like, I've got a fucking, and she had like a mark. She was like, it was like the size of a nickel, she said. And she's like, what is this? Blah, 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 all this stuff. So she sat in, she got tested for male stuff, all this, blah, blah. Nothing was wrong, supposedly. They were like, come back in if anything changes, whatever else. That dot ended up turning into a hole and burning through her skin. She had to get, like, her arm removed, breast removed, hundreds of mad shit like this, right? So this machine, they were like, it's nothing to do with this, that AECL, and that was like, ah, no, there's no, there couldn't be any possible operation error or software error that would do this, blah, blah, blah. And then happened again in another state a few months later. A guy was in, right, and they had changed it so that you close, you go behind a door, the woman goes behind a door and that, comes up, malfunction 54, the same one as last time, proceed, just that's how you do it. That cunt got shot with like 1,000 times more radiation than the person that was filling the tanks in Chernobyl when it blew up got hit with.
What?
And it got blasted into his thigh, bro.
So what was this malfunction?
Malfunction 54 was, so this kept happening. They kept going back and then they could never recreate. It was like one nurse one day was like, that malfunction 54 was what happened last time when that last ended up getting over.
Right.
And she was like, happened again, happened to this guy. Done it, closed behind a closed door, as I said, and the machine was loud, couldn't hear anything. That guy was fucking screaming and he was meant to be getting 2 hits yet. It was pure screaming, she couldn't hear him for the other side of the door. And then after the second hit, all she could hear was him like banging the door that she was behind, and he was like on the ground, and he was like, I actually felt like I got shot. It was the worst like feeling.
Oh my God, man. And,
that couldn't end up dying a month later. Like all these people started dying. Malfunction 54 was like a mad, it was like a, see the way that the mouse moved, if it went up, down there, up there, there, and then if you selected something, if you selected x-ray and then done, oh no, actually it's for radiation therapy, and then you select that, malfunction 54 would happen and it would times the dosage by 10,000 and shit. Because of software error made by a mad 20-year-old guy who is unnamed because he was a hobbyist coder who worked at the company, and he wasn't like, know what I mean? Like it wasn't a pure checked air all that, all these times, not.
But why no?
Fuck, that's fucked. It was just like a mad, it was a video I seen. It was like the world's most deadly therapy or something. And I watched it, mate, and it was fucking mental. See the American, mate, what their healthcare and that.
It's kind of a free for all. Like there's a lot of shit because it's like a sort of business, maybe a business thing there than here. Obviously, you get private healthcare here, but people have got the option of the NHS, so most people will take it unless you're like well off. But like there, it's such a business that it's like, oh, these mad new surgeries and we can do this. I heard Tom Segura talking about like, obviously he's loaded, right? So he got a Brazilian surgeon in LA or something. He'd had this mad basketball accident. Do you remember that, seeing that? Do you know about this?
He
was like in a mad, so like he's filming a video, him versus Bert Kreischer, like basketball, and he like went to dunk it, and he dunked it, and he fell and completely fucked, like his helm was like backwards and all that, right?
Right, aye.
And there were still complications he had with that. So what the guy done was like, he actually took a nerve out of somewhere and put it somewhere else. And like you hear Joe Rogan going, oh, you mean like he put a bit of your tendon, or it was something like that, and he was like, no. Like he took one nerve and put it into another bit where this nerve should have been, and he was like, I didn't know you could do that. And he said, I, when I asked the guy about the surgery, like I think it was after or right before it or something, it must have been right before it, he said, oh, how many of these have you done? Because he's thinking, sure, this guy's done this 100 times. He's like, he says, apart from you, and he says, aye, and he says, one.
Oh my God.
And he's like just about to get his nerves switched about.
That is fucking,
that's
insane.
A crazy operation.
Is that, no, I thought they were like, well no, I was about to say I thought they were microscopic, but I'm sure I've seen a picture of like, have you ever seen that mad old picture of a full nervous system intact and it's on a canvas and it's for the 1930s or something?
No, I don't think so.
Mate, get that up and it's pure like microscopic fucking, mate. How is that even a possibility? I mean, I got that, you know I got a bone graft in that. Mm-hmm. So I got a bone taken off my hip, out of my hip, a bit shaved off my hip, and then grafted into my wrist with like a nail going through it, a screw going through it. But it was like the way that the thing I seems a bit different. I think it was that one down there.
Whoa.
It's like an extracted nervous system.
That's crazy, isn't it? How mad are nerves, mate? Like think about them like inside us, and that's how we just feel shit, and like
that's how everything works. Well, see that, mate, I've not got any
nerves. And that's connected
here
to your brain, and like what is going on, mate?
Mate, I've not got any nerve. I'm not going to get it out, but see just right here. See, mate, for like a wee square, a palm sized amount here, I can pinch myself and kind of feel it in that because of that operation. They've just fucked a nerve and they're just like, pfft.
Mate, see,
but if you're obviously if you get Tom's cigarettes, though, you can be like, take out my ankle and stick it in.
Aye, mate, like, I didn't even think that was a I didn't think you could like just handle a nerve and go, I put it there, but you must be able to, mate.
Do you think, has there ever been a head transplant? A body transplant that would
full
be
full head?
A full head. I'm getting my head done.
Mate, see, see talking about operations and that, mate, I came. I wouldn't say I came to the realisation. I came to the realisation at the time, but it was a memory I buried deep within my brain.
Subconscious.
That I was listening to a podcast all day and they were talking about it and I was like, oh my God, I done that, right? So now as a young man, obviously you're just browsing pornography. Mm. As a young man in high school, you're seeing what's on offer, getting into things, a bit of this, bit of that, different websites. It's like Narnia, mate, at first. You're like, wait, all of this exists?
A whole new world.
And I remember cutting up and I was like, she's nice. But now she's nice. Oh, she's nice. Mate, remember like, obviously back in the day when we were just making our first leaps into the porn world.
Yes.
Videos weren't great quality, mate.
No.
But pixely in that, some of
360p in that.
Aye. So you're working with minimal pixels here. And I remember fucking battle one off. I was like, lovely. And after that, I remember reading the title and it said something, T Girl. And I was like, all right, her name must be Tracy.
Tony.
Must be Tracy, must be.
Tanya.
And then I remember like, sort of looking at it longer and being like, T Girl, what could that mean? And then be like, oh.
And was this, did you complete?
Aye.
Fair play, bro.
I did, but there wasn't a dick of that.
Oh, was it not a boby? Was it not a pixelated boby?
No, mate, like, I don't know. But then it said T-Girl. Like, I didn't see a boby and go, I'm fucking into this.
No, I know, you never.
It was like, it just sort of, there must have been like.
There's an angle of a T-Girl that.
But mate, it might have been a T-Girl with a fake vag.
Or just doing the tuck.
Or a really good tucker.
Aye, a good tuck job. Aye. Solid tuck job.
It was the best tuck job I've ever seen, bro. Mate, but I remember being like that.
Panicking and that.
But in my head, I was like, that full time, I thought that was a bird. Aye. So this is not gay.
Aye, no, if you're sitting the full time imagining this female.
This T-girl.
A T-girl, mate.
Tracy,
mate. Tanya.
I'm just thinking Tonya sitting there loving it, mate.
Enjoying herself.
Little did I know, man. But mate, hey, you're growing up.
There's nothing that.
Mate, I meant to ask you as well. I was thinking about this. So seeing P7, like, getting into, like, sort of, I don't know if it's the summer you're getting into high school, or did you go on this, like, big school trip to, like, a place, like, near England or the borders of that? And
Blair Vaddock,
right, that's a classic. Win Marley we went to, right, which is, like, near Manchester or something, and you go and do all these outdoor tasks.
Aye.
They, like, zip line, fucking all this mad shit.
White water rafting and that.
Mate, that was the creme de la creme. Mate, I remember going to that, right, and there was a thing called Jacob's Ladder, right?
Right.
And, like, it was like a pure, you were tied into it, but it was high and you're like climbing up and it's like, oh, you're nearly at the top. And at the top, I remember like getting to the top and being like, fucking hell. Like, I felt
was
like.
Was it just like a big oak tree or something?
No, but it was like a, it was like a big structure that had been built.
Right.
And it was
right.
Like, it had like logs on like chains and you had to like sort of pull yourself up and like get to the top. And when you were at the top, it was really high because you're like hanging, you're like harnessed in. So you're not going to fall that, but like getting to the top, you're actually at the top, bro. And everyone's just like, yeah, to the bottom. And I felt like I had like went to the moon or something. Do you know what I mean? I felt like I had like walking. So I was in Jacob's Ladder and they're like, I remember them shouting up like, they're taking like a video or something. They're like, do something. And what I done? Mate, hit him with a soldier boy cracked that, mate. Oh, at the top mate. Of Jacob's Ladder, bro. Yeah. At the top of Jacob's Ladder, you think I won't, mate. You think I won't crack that at the top of Jacob's Ladder. And I was thinking, like,
you.
And I was like, how funny is that? Like, in my brain at that time, I was like, that is the thing to do right now. Drop the soldier boy.
This will make all this make sense. This will get all the boys gone. Mate, know why I was so upset there when you brought up Blair Vaddock? Someone brought up Blair Vaddock in my work the other day. Their Wayne was gone. No, let my wings go in there, and I was like, fucking wasn't allowed to go there, man. I was in school, mate, when everybody was at Blair Vaddock, and I was just like in school myself because I was just like, mate,
a naughty boy.
Happened, bro? Do you know what happened? I called the Janny Johnny Longlegs. And he was pure raging.
Mate, that is the worst.
Listen, bro, walking on the bus. And me and the Johnny were sound as fuck up until this point. Me and the Johnny were brand new. He used to stay, because the Johnny's get that bad, bit of hot real estate in the fucking school grounds, innit? How funny is that?
Johnny's house.
A Johnny house and like the priest house and that. Like the, you're like, so you work here and you just stay there.
Brilliant.
But the Johnny was always brand new, mate, and I was getting on the bus and I had just learnt what like, a Johnny Longleg was or something, and I was like, what's happened, Johnny Longlegs? And he was like, I'm not having that or something. And he was like, more than I remember, mate, I had my lunchbox in that, mate, and I was getting on the bus to go somewhere. Shady. I had my bag on in that, mate, and I was like, and he pulled me in, and because I was in the mad Heidi's office talking, like, she was going, it's really not a funny joke and that, like, calling Mr. whatever, a Johnny Longlegs and that. I was like, I know, it was just meant to be like a wee thing.
I mean, it's a throwaway.
Then
you ain't thinking about it.
I was in, fuck, they're all in Blair V, bro, and I'm like nowhere to be.
Did the Johnny go with them?
The Johnny was off, mate. He was away.
Johnny's
no, the Johnny was not away.
Johnny's away to Blair. Johnny mate, he took your place on the bus.
There was a seat.
I mean, he definitely like, seen there was one seat and seen you getting on. You're like, Johnny Longley's like, perfect. No,
you get to fuck.
That's out of order.
I'm going and sitting on next to every cunt.
Mate, there was a, see when we went to that with Marley, there was a cunt fucking, Scoot. His name, well, ooh. Scott, we call him Scoot.
Oh.
Smudge Scoot Andy, mate. And he was just, he was like, I was like good pals with him growing up. Mm. He's always a wee bit different to us. Like, he's a bit of a rocker and oh, a bit, yeah. He was just like, I remember we were sitting in his ones getting fucking, I think we used to get stoned in his and that. That's like the first sort of people I would get stoned to. I remember we were all sitting them all like, I think we were playing like I sort of like, would you rather get, or would you do this for fucking a million? You know, like, but same pure normal shit, like, would you shag, like, I'm an ugly bum, for a million? Cunts are like, no.
I suck a bobby for a billion.
I so, no, obviously no. Get up, be gay, but doesn't matter, me go out money, but people are like, Iggy.
Iggy, mate.
Iggy.
Where does the money matter when you get?
Oh, it can't matter, mate.
You're playing.
Aye, so, we're playing and we're fucking playing it. Well, just normal shit. And I remember he was pure. Would you rather fucking be locked in a fucking room naked with two starving pit bulls? And I'm talking they've been starved for a fucking week. And you've got, you're tied up and you've got fucking barbecue sauce smothered all over your balls. We're like, mate, chill out, what mate. What the fuck are you talking about?
Mate, is this guy so, mate?
Mate, what? Imagine that's like the first, like, pure, I've got one. Right? Imagine you're in a fucking, it's the way he was pure fucking barbecue sauce.
Barbecue?
Smothered all over your balls and that. That's the way he spoke. He's like fucking, mate.
He's choking to be smothering, I think.
Scoot Andy, mate. He came to win Marley, mate, but he used to play rugby, right? Oh. I know. He used to play rugby because he's just a big fucking clumsy cunt.
Right.
But I remember he came to fucking win Marley. It was in a room, like it was me, mate. Mind the cunt I was telling you about, I shot him accidentally with the paintball. He was mental, right? But he was our pal, so like me, him, one of my pals, and Scoot Andy sharing a dorm, right? Four, yes. two bunk beds, right?
Tap or bottom?
I can't remember. I think I was bottom.
I remember bottom.
Big Penta, that was the cunt that I shot, mate.
He's up the
Penta,
tap.
Penta, mate, how nuts is that name?
Penta's a mad name.
He was at the tap. He was like, I'm at the tap. I was like, yes, Penta. And I swear it wasn't me that shot you with that years ago.
I'm going to find that cunt, by the way. I'm
still looking for that cunt, boys. Give me a shout if you hear it 5 years later.
Money there.
But, mate, Scoot Andy, like, I don't know what happened to him, mate. He started, he was in his bed and he was pure. He was making mad noise like that, right? We're like, what the fuck's wrong with Scoot Andy? Like, he came out of the shower, right? Had the towel on him, he was lying in his bed, and he's like, ooh. We were like, mate, what are you doing? And he got up and went in for another shower, right? And then he would come out, lie down, and then got up and have another shower, and he'd done it 7 times, right? And he was pure lying in his bed, pure shaking. But I was like, maybe he was like, had a concussion for playing rugby. And he, no, I mean, like, the shit, that's the shit. But we were all like, ah, what is this freak doing? And I'm pure getting him like dogs abuse, mate, right?
And he's got CTE
and something. He was pure, like, shaking. Pure, oh, I need to try and go home and that. It was like the first night. I mean, I think he was just missing his mummy. He's just missing mummy and daddy.
Listen, mate, I used to get like that, mate. I used to always get carried away in my pals. Like, so I like, see if I was in my pals house and it was like having an alright time for about, I had one pal that used to be pure into wrestling, right? But he had like all the toys. So I enjoyed it because it was like, it had everything, bro.
Aye,
like,
elimination chamber.
Like, aye, just everything mad things that like you fucking flick up and they go flying, you know what I mean? So you used to have a buzzing bash wrestling and that. So I used to do that like early on and weekends, like during the day. But then I sometimes would get caught up and just be like, aye, I'll stay here. Like, they'll go like, do you want to stay in that? I'm like, aye, I'll stay here. And then it always gets pure weird. Like, see sundown, bro.
Aye.
In your pal's house, it gets weird, mate. Like, it does. They would get out, like, he's like, ma was like, whatever, just a normal ma. But then his stepdad was Turkish and he, like, didn't speak English and that. And it was like, the dinner was weird and all that. And I remember actually sitting, mate, I was sitting upstairs and I was like, no, I'm going to just say, like, I'm fucking feeling dead.
Are we out?
Shishuka, whatever I just said. Whatever the fuck that was, mate. I used to always try and devise a plan.
He need bubble and squeak, mate, no?
mate, or I would go in and, like, look for crisps and it would be like, I don't know what the version of, like, it would be like pop chips, like, you know, it might help, like, baked Walkers and that. And
I'd
like,
oh,
I need a McCoy's, like, in this house, you know what I mean? Because you get too used to your home, mate, so when you start to venture out to fucking, like, just, I don't know, mate, did you ever used to go into, like, see for an example for, like, going into a house and getting a mad wild vibe, right? I fucking, we see the other day, I'm no bragging about this, mate, right? But I was in Tesco the other day, you know, the one on, like, next to Buchanan Galleries and that. The wee man outside of the road at Toonhead, I was in there, and there was a wee old woman walking out, and it was pure pishing down and all that, and she had, like, two bags, and I was like, are you out of horn? And I thought she had, like, a motor or something, or getting a taxi or something. She was like, aye, aye, and she was like, I just stay up there, and, like, pointed up, and it was, like, Toonhead, like, we had to walk for pure ages to, like, one of the high-rise flats, and we did, like, videos and that, mate, so I was just walking for pure ages, and she was just sitting, talking away, you know, and I was like, right, at her flat, I was like, right, I'll leave you, and she's like, no, come in, pure, like, made me come in and put, like, the, her stuff in, up in the kitchen and all that. It was pure wild. She was obvious. She was like, I'm 94, you know. No. She was like, what? That. Like, she was nuts, bro. But see, when I went into her gaff, it was insane, mate.
Just the vibe in that.
Oh, mate, it was fucking mad. There was a mad hutch in the living room and all that. Like, there was like a wooden hutch in the living room. I was like, have you got a rabbit? And she was like, no, I have two cats and that. Like, she had cat hutches and that, mate. And she had like a box telly and like, I don't know, just weird shit,
mate,
bro.
It's like
candle
a time
zone when you walk in and that, like, it's a
already own. Aye, mate, it's a time machine, mate.
Do you have any memories of, like, going into a place and just being like, this is just severely different? Like, because I used to have, like, that boy I was talking about stayed across the road for me, and it was, like, just there, mate, and the cultural differences was fucking night and day.
Aye.
For the Kelly household.
The thing that used to, like, separate people in my eyes when I was younger was what kind of, like snacks they had in their house. Let's say you're saying about the crisps. Mm-hmm. Like, see, if you had a mad fat pal, you went to his house, you're like, I'll be in for a fucking treat. Like,
full fat juice now.
His mom's got, like, a white X5. So, oh, but just in for the shops. Like, she's got, like, a grand's worth of shopping for, like, Asda and that. She's like, Palm multi-pack suit, bars of chocolate. You're like, oh, yes, man.
Mate,
people are just hanging about me just for a fucking bar of chocolate,
mate,
off of me.
I had a pal. This wasn't he fat, but his mom was a mad, like, one of them mods that would go out and get me. And I used to fucking absolutely batter into. Do you remember the mad digestive animal cookies?
They're still kicking about.
Mate, they're the best.
Aye, they're
ever
good, mate.
Yeah, I used to just sit and eat bags of them in his gaff, bro. But then see one day, right, they built like a mad, like a Kelly bar at the back, but very early on. But it was just for the Wayne. It was the boy, right? This boy, it was a spoiled brat, mate. I think you even might know who he is. But we used to go to his house, but then one day it was like, we were going round for like a Celtic game. And it was like a mad kind of party-ish thing. And then he's mad asked for a fiver of every cunt. Like a fiver, mate. And we got a goodie bag in that. But it was like just like Haribo's and that. But I think it's because I was always battering all the chocolate.
So I've got Neat Start challenging these weekends, man.
Like, Jamie comes in here and eats like £6 worth of shit every time he's here. We need to do something about this.
Mate.
But I fiver, mate, to go and sit and watch a Celtic game. I mean, my dad was actually that. No.
A fiver, he watches.
I was like, geez, a fiver. I need to go around my pal's house.
Mate, I used to think about that. Like, I know this is totally me just no understanding the economics of a boys club football team, but I used to be like that. Why the fuck am I paying to go to training? They should be fucking paying me to go. You know what I mean?
Mate, listen, I'm fucking a superstar.
Like my dad would give like £6 for the last week's training, and I'd be like, I sound get to Joe the manager on that, and I'd be like, ah, I should be fucking get, like, I should be pocketing this. Like, I'm playing. I'm giving my body to you.
To the fans.
To the fucking fans.
To the adoring
Cry
fans.
Boys Club, mate. Fuck's sake. Put my heart on the fucking line.
Did you ever play for, do you remember scheme games on a Friday night? Friday night scheme teams or something it was called. And it was like, so it was like, I played for, like, I played for everybody because it was like Springburn I played for, but then I played for Quarrywood sometimes. Where? So they done it everywhere. It was a mad, it was like, I forget.
Street League King?
Aye, but, and, no, but it was 11s.
All right, no.
And it was like, so I played for like Quarrywood, but then Black Hill were in it, and then there was hundreds of other schemes that were in it, and they were always playing a Friday night. But because like
asking for trouble, so
up Peasy, mate, under the lights, Friday night, Postal versus Springburn, mate. It was like the best thing ever.
Mate, I wish I could buy like
I played right back. I used to play right back for the scheme team.
What? Mate, you're Alistair Johnson, bro. You're up your Alistair Johnson, right?
People used to get, mate, I know a few boys that get picked up, but played for Alloa and that after it.
At the scheme.
Countries to go. Because it was all about, like, you know how it is, mate. The underprivileged kids are always the best at football.
Best with the ball.
They're always the best at football, mate.
Mate, I remember there was a wee guy when we were younger who played for Clyde, and his nickname was, like, Jinky, right? But it was because he looked like Jimmy Johnson. That was like, cunt's about 12, you know what I mean? Like, and it actually gets called Jinky because he looks like, he shouldn't have looked like Jimmy Johnson in the movie. He looked like a wee old guy. And I was thinking about that the other day. I was like, imagine.
I love wee cunts that look like wee old guys, mate. See, like, one of my favourite videos is that, I know it's pure, like, a mad fucking gimpy thing to say, but how that, like, apparently I've never been on TV before or not. And it's like that wee guy who's on a polo, and he's like, well, I just love wee babies that look like wee old men and that.
I like their mannerisms are pure of an old man.
I love shit like that.
That's good. How long we done, by the way?
An hour and 15.
Oof, mate, we flew through that.
Sick.
Fucking hell.
I think we're good.
Mate, let's consult. I wanted to ask you what. Oh, mate, I want to see that video I sent you. Do you want to watch this video?
Aye.
Mate?
What is it?
It's the Sona Bravia TV advert for 2008. Do you remember it?
Have we not watched this?
No.
Did we? No.
I don't know. We'd watch this.
Don't know.
Did we? We might have done. I've been upset. I've been watching it for a while.
You'll know if you've
seen it. Is it the Red Road flat? No, Red Road, the ones at Tory Glen.
Aye,
my fucking granny lived in them, bro.
Did she actually?
Is it the ones with the boys, the paint and all that?
Air. I thought it was in here.
I don't know where it is.
Nah, get that up, Ben. My granny get moved to us because of that.
Mate, I put it on.
Mate, that's in Tory Glen.
Is it, mate? I thought it was in Troon or something.
Mate, that's Tory Glen.
That's wild, bro. How mad is this?
That's like the road to...
Mate, let's just appreciate this advert, mate. This is up Tory Glen, bro.
This is Tory Glen.
And your auntie?
My granny lived in the big flats, so she got moved to another block because they were doing that to
That's it. Mad, bro. And did this get like just cleaned up after it? Or demolished?
No, they were getting demolished. That's how they were allowed to do that.
Mate, it's mad. It's like one of the most expensive adverts ever. Have you seen this before? It's fucking insane, mate. Up Tory Glen, I know our wee Glasgow.
Just do our wee tune.
They don't make adverts like this anymore,
mate,
bro.
Look at that.
Look at that. That's glorious. That's what, mate, that's like a Christopher Nolan bit or something, mate. That's all practical effects. We were all watching this in the Kelly household the other day. I was just saying how much I love it. I just popped into my head the other day. There is another one with Bouncy Boys as well.
Mate, remember the Mad Iron Brew advert? The cunt Raoul, and he had a mad speed on in that. Do you remember that? Oh, Raoul. Mate, do you remember that? Oh, get Raoul on before we go.
Mate, Raoul.
Oh, sexy. He used to be pure, like, grinding against women in that.
I thought you were going to say
Raoul, mate, and remember the one that was like S1 Jaws, and it was like, you're a toilet or something? Remember that?
That's a Lemmy thing. You're a toilet.
There's a mad S1 sketch, and I remember it's like, I can't walk about as a toilet, like S1 Jobs.
Mate,
I don't know how I remember
mate,
that.
Do you know why I got...
Made Raoul, but...
Do you know why, just a wee side note, I don't know why you just reminded me, the Lemmy thing, do you know why I go at McDonald's? Because a mad random Lemmy clip popped into my head for pure ages ago, and it was for like homemade show or something, and he was like, hate begats hate. Chicken nuggets, chicken. That was that. I feel like chicken nuggets.
Nugget nuggets. Right, yes. Oh, I remember.
Toilet sale.
Never get an advert like this, no mate.
If they could laugh at it, couldn't that?
Job you're looking for at s1jobs.com. He loves you, you're getting it. That was it. That's what I can remember. Here's Raoul. This pervert.
Oh, mate, Raoul.
Mate, the sexiest guy here.
He's a sexy dude, mate.
Hey, ladies, you come to Raoul's house, we make sandwich?
Yeah. Sandwich?
I dive.
Yo, ladies. Raoul bouncing up and down.
Wow.
Oh. Mate, you're never.
This is an advert for Iron Brew, bro.
Bare arse on the fucking. On STV, free a fucking goat.
Bobby on the brew. Bobby for the brew.
Mate,
old adverts, smash it, bro.
Don't make them like this they anymore.
That's it. They don't make them like this anymore.
They don't make them like this anymore. Okay, guys.
I'm not sure. Anybody
till make next time.
Bullshit anymore.
Thank you, Patreon. We love you so much. Goodbye.
Love you, troops.